whamā, kei te kōrero mātou ki tētahi tinatanga, te puoho kātene he kai hautū ia for tapuairua. Now, after a successful year with Rakahinonga Roadshow, which we spoke about, I think we spoke to a couple of people last year about this, and tino pai katoa tēnei kaupapa, and you know, there was an ongoing keen interest for many for another round, ne? And so the team at Tapu Airoa wanting to keep up the work to build on Māori startups in Aotearoa. And to do that, Tapu Airoa had announced last week a new series of online and regional wānanga to its 2024 Rakahinonga Roadshow. Nā reira ai. Tēnā koe, te puoho, nau mai hara mai ki Radio Wātea's Drive Show.
Tēnā koe, ngā mihi o te wā.
Now, just because it was a current affairs, I haere koe ki te hui ā-motu I te Hatarei? Did you go to the hui ā-motu?
Engari, Tony. My whānau and I drove up from Tūranga Nui Akiwa, Gisborne, and it was a great event to be at with them. Just ngā iwi o te motu, rātou kua rāwe mene mai, hei whakanui te kaupapa o te rā.
Tēnā koe. Were there any highlights for you that came from hui ā-motu?
I think first, I have to mihi to the manaakitanga of Te Kingitanga, but it was beautifully accomplished and catered and taken care of, and that was very, like, the manaakitanga of the king was on full display. But for me, my particular whakaro really, and it hangais to this kōrero around our Rakahinonga roadshows, was around economic development and how it connects with people and the well-being of our Māori people. That was certainly having an amazing panel and talking about how we can take more mana motu hape over our own affairs, but economically as well as socially was something that really stood out for me.
Tēnā koe ai, that was one of the reasons why I brought it up, because going to hui ā-motu right across the board on all forums, when I look at Rakahinonga Roadshow and even remembering some of the kōrero from last year, this is right on par with where people are wanting to be, and that's where you're at. And so, me aro ki a koutou e mahi ana I tēnei mahi, but yeah, just we'll take it back a notch and just ki eta, mō etahi kāre te tino mōhio. Can you talk to us about the Rakahinonga Roadshow, please?
Absolutely. What we had really set out to do was based on this idea of the ability for Māori to economically emancipate themselves, and that is building in resilience and building in optionality and choice into the lives of our Māori whānau, whether that's within their own whānau, iwi, hapū, in their towns, in the communities. I think that idea of mana motu hake is your ability to dictate for yourself what your future holds. And for us, we see a pathway towards that as being entrepreneurship and being able to start your own business and take ideas to te tini me te mano. And so what we've done and what we started in November, and based on the big response we got then, was created a set of regional roadshows where we go around the motu to our different centres and offer tools and frameworks and resources for our people who might only have an idea. They might not have even started a business yet. But they can come to these hui and go through a process of saying, this is how you build a structure and a value proposition around your idea to make it, bring it through to become a business. And we know that these things can sometimes be limited to, like, say, the big cities like Tāmaki and Pōneke and Christchurch as well. But we wanted to make sure that we go to where our people are as much as we can. And in those occasions, we previously went to Whangarei, to Kirikiriroa, to Ōtepoti, to Tāmaki. And now we're going to Gisborne and Ōtaki. And for those who can't attend, we know that there's still a lot of our people out there in different regions that we can't get to this round. And we're holding an online hui as well to make sure that we can open the tatau and allow as many people who have that inkling, that rakahinonga spark within them, to see it fostered and developed as they go through.
Oh, tēnā koe. I maumaharau etahi kōrero from, I te rātou. I might have this wrong, but I think it was a kōrero about not having it online and now seeing the need for such a roadshow and resource. It's cool to be able to see that it is going to be shared in that sense. But kia au, you know, atu I e rā kōrero, the ones that you just mentioned about those who might not be able to, aren't in those bigger cities and stuff like that. Did you notice some barriers from last year that came up from the roadshow that you're going to bring into this one?
I think that we've got a strong model that's been established over not just the November hui, but also the experience that gets brought along by our pūkenga, Sarah Taffer and Amy McLean, who have been running these kaupapa for a long time with our people. What we do want to make sure that we do, though, is communicate as strongly as possible to make sure everyone feels comfortable. Like sometimes going into these things where the biggest issue that we have with our Māori people in business is aspiration. You know, we all have these ideas, that idea is probably no good anyway. And so we end up killing our dream before it even gets a chance to live a bit. So what we really want to do is make sure that if there's an idea, that you see no barriers for yourself in achieving those, and we can provide a pathway to develop that alongside in a safe way and create a community of support around you as you go. So that's what we really see, is we need to make sure that our people believe in the greatness of their whakapapa, that they can do these things in the entrepreneurship spaces as equally as anybody else. And if we want to tell Māori in a tikanga Māori approach to doing that, that's where Tapu Wairua can come in with some of our solutions, like our Rakahinonga Roadshow, and help our people along. And, you know, kore utu, kaore he pai aru, there's no qualifications or criteria required to come into these spaces. There's no cost. We just want to see people doing well and meeting their potential that they have in whatever they choose to do.
Which eliminates a lot of those barriers for a lot of our people to be able to gain in their mātauranga is some of those things that cost, where they're placed a tinana. And again, criteria, a lot of people have, you know, lots of beautiful ideas, but they get stopped by, I don't have this to back my thing, all of the stuff that you shared. And so no costs, no criteria. So it's going to kickstart in Feb?
That's right. We've got the two in-person huis coming in February, and then the online one will follow that. Now we do have limited spaces available, so we're trying to focus on 40 spaces per wānanga. So it would be great for people if they have an inkling to go onto our website. That's tapuwairua.org/rakahinonga. And you can find more information about the programs, and you can register for the event. And once you register, it will be great to see you come along to our kaupapa, because we really, seeing that spark on people's faces when they get in there and start delving into the whakaaro, I think that's something that really gets us going, and we really love it.
Tēnā koe te pūoho, mō tō kōrero about the 2024 Rakahinonga Roadshow and some of the new series of online and regional wānanga that are added to that roadshow. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā hoki koe, ngā mihi.
You have it. That's te pūoho kātene, the kaihautū of Tapu Wairua, and having a kōrero with us again about the new series of online and regional wānanga, which have been added on to its 2024 Rakahinonga Roadshow. Kore koutu, no criteria, but there was also a limit of 40 people per wānanga. But have a look at Tapu Wairua, go onto their website to find out more about how you can sign up for that. So get on board. It's going to be neat.